Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
And we love you as well for listening to the podcast.
We do.
Morning.
Or morning.
Hey.
Or afternoon or whatever it is. Whatever time you're listening to this
That's
podcast.
That's a good point, actually, yes.
Evening.
Yeah.
There's heaps.
Happy
if
day.
If you're in your car, whatever.
Yeah.
It's all good. You know what? Who's going to be in the car next year? Akmal Saleh today.
Yes, Akmal. And also, we want to bring on the 2032 Olympics. We should be having it in southeast Queensland. I'm doing my spray on those people who are humbugging it.
Oh, bah.
I'm surprised you're for it. I thought you'd be negative,
yes,
Nelly.
So did
no,
I.
No way. Not for the Olympics. Unbelievable. The Commonwealth Games were awesome. The Olympics will be the Commonwealth Games on steroids.
We're going to talk about mobile phone deaths.
Yes, and there is a headline again about people moving to Queensland from Sydney and Melbourne. That's their number one choice of places to pack up and move to.
Yeah, why not?
So we've got a few rules we thought we'd lay down.
Fair call.
Because now we're locals.
Yeah, look at you two jumping on the bandwagon, hey? Let's see who you go for, State of Origin timer.
My postcode starts with a 4, don't you worry.
Oh.
Podcast. It's a big one. It starts now. Enjoy it.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
The headline, it's been read, you know, before, and it's come up a lot of times. Thousands of cash-strapped Sydney-siders packing up, leaving, heading north to Queensland.
I get it. They've got great taste. They want to come to the best place on the planet. I mean, it's not only the housing price and the fact you can get it cheaper here, but also traffic. I mean, Sydney people are uptight in general because of the traffic. And
I can't believe how many people are actually like flying in, flying out. So the family live on the Gold Coast or southeast Queensland and they'll fly to Sydney for 3 days, do their work, and then come back here for the extended weekend. Because you can work so much too remotely these days, a lot of people that they're able to do that. But I've got to ask you, Bridge, because a lot of people here are from Melbourne. I'm from Melbourne.
I'm from Sydney originally.
So I'm from a place called Queensland. That's where I'd always have been.
Yeah. How long do you have to live in kind of this part of the world to claim to be a Queenslander?
Probably about 20.
20 years?
The reason is because everyone around Australia loves to give us curry, loves to throw the pie, and so you rednecks, oh, you Queenslanders. They love to give Queenslanders heaps of crap, but then you're so happy to live here. So, yeah, good 20.
Okay, what about a Kiwi? Can a Kiwi ever claim?
I love you guys. You're more than welcome to come here. I have great Kiwi friends, but no, and don't put NZ in Queenslander on the back of your car, okay?
Okay. Yeah, no, it's just because if we all left.
I'm your customs officer, whatever you need to know.
If we all left, all the Mexicans and all the Kiwis, you wouldn't even be able to pack out Metricon.
Excellent. That's how we like it. Let's go back to the old days. Great. No worries.
It does sound kind of dull.
No,
it'll be like the
fine.
Commonwealth Games. There'll be no traffic. There'll be nothing.
Hey. That's why you were all moving here, because you want to get away from that craziness and people everywhere. And the big rule of all is you've got to be able to say, I'm going swimming in the pool.
Peel.
It's not peel. It's not.
Don't. You go for a swim in the pool.
No, that's pool, the door open. It's pool. POOL.
Yeah, pool.
Had to think for a second there.
No, because you guys are saying P-I-O-L, peel. No,
peel.
Pool.
You're saying almost peel, like peel a potato.
If you live here, that's the rule. Say pool.
Pool.
It's not pool.
You go for a swim in the pool.
It's pool.
You have a pool in there.
Excuse me, it's pool.
Okay. There's only one somebody who has lived here. Herb, our resident fisherman, he normally joins us on a Friday. Good morning, Herb.
How's it going?
Hey, Herb, we want to ask you, are you happy for people from Sydney and Melbourne to move up, or have you had enough?
Yeah, no, I had enough ages ago.
Oh, have you?
Terrible.
Yeah, too much?
Well, if they come, they should bring like a 10-foot bit of roadway with them. They can add it on to what we got, because the roadways are all clogged.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I don't think they should have any say in anything to do with Queensland. You move up here, you shut your mouth, you live here, that's it.
Assimilate.
Right? That's it. That's it. Just move in and be happy with it. Don't come up here and change it for the good of you. If you like Sydney traffic, stay in Sydney. If you like it in a Rotorua, don't move to Coomeroa. If you like it in a Melburnian, don't move to the Queensland, because we don't really want you.
Yeah, well done.
Do you reckon that, Burley and Palm Beach with all the hipsters, they've been influenced by Sydney too much?
I haven't seen Burley or Palm Beach in so long. You go to get there and it takes you 5 days in the traffic jam, so
yes.
It's hard to get there, isn't it? Like, it's all clogged out with that many people, and Palm Beach and Burley in that area, they love it down there, the Sydneyans and that, because it reminds them of Sydney a bit, the northern beaches, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Northern beaches. Look, that's all good. Come up here, live up here. All good.
Yeah.
But leaving New South Wales ideas at home.
Yeah. And leave that attitude as
like
well.
Like that Sunday trading and everything. That must be so annoying.
Hey, Herb, can you please teach these guys how to say pool?
Pool. Go for a swim in the pool.
Thank you. Hey,
that's what we've been saying this whole time.
Right,
you
pool.
Go for a swim in the pool.
In the pool. Pool.
In the pool.
It's pool.
All I can say to everybody is love Queensland. It's a beautiful place. Make it beautiful, keep it beautiful, and enjoy liberty.
Well done, Herbert.
Well done,
thank
Herb.
You, Herb.
The original Queenslander. Yeah. You're the founding father.
Born on the Narang River.
Founding father of Queensland. Let's get a statue.
Conceived on the Narang River as well.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
I'd like to say goodbye to a good friend. We shared weather details and helped with my shopping addiction and shared recipes together. I'd fill them full of power, took really bad photos, but gave me heaps of fitness ideas and always reminded me when to do something. It helped me wake up in the morning and knew how much I slept. I'm going to miss you, I find.
Oh, no. What's happened?
Well,
what do you mean?
You know, well, last week I flushed my iPhone down the toilet. I never put it in my back pocket.
How did you get to the toilet?
I was in a rush. No. Oh. Please, let's. People are eating. We're not going down that path.
Normal.
That didn't happen, okay?
Didn't have to draw attention to it. It just fell out.
Number one, all right? So I went to the toilet. I was in a hurry, pulled down the jeans, out of pops, bang, but I didn't know that.
Out of pops. What about the phone, though, Bridge?
Oh, whacka, whacka, whacka. In the toilet it goes. Don't know it went in the toilet.
What do you mean you don't know it went in the toilet?
I didn't hear because I was in a hurry. Anyway, so then I flushed it as well on top of that. But it didn't go all the way down the S-bend, so then I had to fish it out. But again, it wasn't a long trip to the toilet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yes, hand in, and then I had to... already wet, so then I washed it with soap. and then I disinfected it with a wipe, and then I put it in rice.
Yep.
I didn't use the rice again.
Saved it?
No. Didn't save it. I'm still waiting, and I have this old tiny phone that doesn't do anything, and it's just stupid how much we rely on mobile phones. But sometimes it's that moment where it drops, it falls, it cracks, it breaks, and you go, there we go. There's my life in pieces there on the floor.
I remember doing it once. Like, did you save everything? Did you have everything saved or not really?
Jamie's good at that, my fiancé. I think he iClouded it. I don't know. I haven't got a new phone yet.
Okay, I did it once. I remember going to push the boat out with Granddad, and he said, you hold the rope and push the boat out. So he's in the car, and I'm pushing the boat out, walking, holding the boat, and then walk back out after I tied the boat up, and I've gone into my pockets, and I've gone the mobile phone, and I just went... high enough so the phone went under.
Oh,
gone.
No.
It was all mine. I didn't even try and save it. I thought you couldn't save it.
Oh, sometimes if you put it in rice overnight, it can work. But yeah, no. So look,
not where yours had been, Bridge.
No, not mine. So give us a call on 13 2710 if you can. Borrow your mate's phone. Mobile phone debts.
Oh, we want to know the most extreme story.
Yeah.
When
has your phone just unfortunately died?
I've heard of someone dropping in a wet concrete. I think it's on the path out the front here still in Black Beach outside Karawa. Yeah.
Okay. We'd love to hear your stories. Make Bridge feel a bit better. 13 2710. Mobile phone deaths.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, there's a lot of stifflers out there, also negative Nancys. But look, we're about entertainment. And at the moment, the 2032 Olympic Games is up for grabs. And Southeast Queensland want to have a bid for it. And I'm saying, you know what? Have a go. Have a crack at the 2032 Olympics. Go for it, and get it. Another wave of tourism is exactly what we want. You think about, okay, the Commonwealth Games. It was great. It was fantastic. Mm. Everything ran smoothly. Mm. These are things we can learn from it. But at the same time, the Commonwealth Games was absolutely fantastic here. And the Olympics is the Commonwealth Games on steroids. Literally, pretty much.
Well, they can't perform
steroids.
If they're on steroids. Yeah, but they're busted.
Exactly. But you know what I'm saying. So you think about the infrastructure we got from the Commonwealth Games. Mm-hmm. We got the Southport Pool, Metricon, the Leisure Centre there, the village or the town, the suburb at Parklands, the light rail. Mm-hmm. And if we get the 2032 Olympic Games, more light rail, high-speed rail, a velodrome, a sporting track. And listen, Canberra only listens when you've got big events like this. Okay. So this will make Canberra listen and do something. Imagine all the tourism we can get from it, the stars, the celebrities, and putting Australia, and more importantly, the Gold Coast back on the map. Mm. We are the entertaining mecca of Australia. Let's stand up, be proud, and let's own the Olympic Games. Mm. It's one of the biggest sporting events in the world. We're up against Germany, Jakarta, North and South Korea, and Mumbai.
And South Korea.
We have an absolute shoo-in. We should get this if we have a proper crack at it. Think about it. Peter Beattie and his son, Borobie, can actually get some work. We've still got the surfboard down the bottom end of the Surfers Paradise. We can put a new countdown
surfboard,
on that.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
What do you think? You guys, I'm saying, let's get this Olympic Games, stop all the negativity around it, and bring it on.
Yeah, no. It's a waste of money. We've got two shows of doing any good at it. And, oh, yeah, all this infrastructure. Where's Borobie?
Borobie's going to come back out of the box.
He's in a cupboard. Oh, and let's see how the locals are going to support it. Oh, locals, can we hear you? Hey, small businesses.
We learnt from this.
Excuse me, small businesses. We didn't learn. It's ridiculous. They bring in catering trucks. It's not good for small business. A waste of money. Absolute waste.
Bring on the Olympics in 2032, and think about it. We've still got seven Cameroons that can. We'll claim them.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
The headlines all this week have been about vegans going mad, breaking into farms, or as Scott Morrison,
stupid, really.
As Scott Morrison calls them,
these green-collared criminals.
Look, I think they're going too far. They absolutely have a right to protest. I think it needs to be done in an intelligent way, and it's against the Australian fabric the way they're doing it and breaking in and trespassing. And now they're saying that if these vegans are going into farms and opening gates and letting the livestock out, the repercussions of this is livestock all over the road. Not only the animals then being killed because they're domesticated, they could be killed in a very inhumane way. They could be hit by a car.
Yep.
Someone in the car could die from it. They could die of starvation.
They'll overpopulate.
They'll start breeding into species.
And crossbreeding.
Oh, you're going to be walking around. There's going to be cows hopping down the street laying eggs.
a cow mole. A cow and a camel and a...
Chickens with a hump on it.
You're weird.
That's what's going to happen.
Yes.
But we thought, you know
in
what?
Spider's mind.
If the vegans did take over the world, what would the world look like in 2030? And they're going about it really quickly.
Yeah.
So we've written a couple of headlines.
No, we're going into the future. We haven't made these up.
No.
These are legitimate headlines from this day, April 10, 2030. If the vegans had their way.
Vegans turn to eating themselves as the animal population has eaten through every fruit tree, grain crop and nut farm on the planet. Marty McFly has proven lettuces do have a heartbeat.
The latest protest, vegans so addicted to capsicum spray, police have changed it to beef stock.
It was a fun little trip into the future.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Vegans, seriously, get a life.
You just had to take it that extra level, didn't you?
No, vegans, you're allowed to be vegan. Just
you are.
Keep it to yourself. That'd be nice.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
The home of comedy means we have all the big names on the show each and every day for you. Ed Cavalli joining us later in the week and Donald Trump, of course. He's the leader of the free world. Right now, though, love to welcome this bloke on.
Akbar!
Oh, we love you, we love you, we love you.
Hello. Thank
world.
You.
Hello.
I hope to match your energy, but I doubt it.
Hey.
I just woke up and I fly a lot, as you know, just for work. And I always make this mistake here. I get a taxi to the airport. And as I walk out of the taxi to get to the airport, the driver always says, "Have a good flight." And I always say, "You too." I always say you too, and I never can fix that in my brain. And then sometimes I have to explain it. When you fly sometime in the future, then I hope you have a good flight then.
I like it when you sit next to somebody and they go, "Where are you going?" Well, same place as you. Yes, we're on a plane down to Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to Paris. I'm going to change.
I've changed my mind.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to a different place to you. It's a funny thing. I do fly a fair bit, and I'm not scared of flying, but I am scared of ships.
Oh, you know, ships. Okay. Yes.
Now, have you been on one of those cruises?
No.
Yes, I didn't know if I was wobbling down the hallway because I was drunk or I was seasick or it was the cocktails or...
Bridget was on a great one.
Peter, he's stirring. It was terrible. I turned up with a friend who didn't know it was in an intensive three-hour How to Pick Up a Man seminar.
It was a date cruise.
But you know, you just said, I don't know if I was drunk or it was the cocktails.
Yes.
Yeah. It was probably the cocktails that made you drunk.
is that what I said? Whoops.
It takes a while to figure out. But have you done comedy on those ships?
No. That'd be a tough crowd, I reckon. That scares me.
Well, every year they ask me to go, and to me, doing a gig on a ship is like doing an RSL club gig and never leaving. Just after your gig, just staying there, and the audience follow you. And if it's a bad gig, they follow you and go, "Oh, it's you." You'll be at the pool or at the buffet. That's the guy that ruined our holiday. You know, and it's always a possibility, right? So I'm scared of ships anyway. I don't want to be confined in ships, but I don't do ships because my friend did them, and there was. He did one night, and they basically you can go and watch the comedy if you want to. It's not militant cruises. Militant cruises you have to laugh and nobody gets hurt. It's German cruises.
It's a vegan cruise.
Yeah. A vegan cruise. That's right.
Yeah.
No, but he performed to a very very small audience, and they were really hard. And then he vomited because he was seasick. So
that's funny.
I've seen this guy's act before. I said to him, it's surprising the audience didn't vomit. But he didn't find that funny.
good to chat to you, Akmal. He joins us every week, Akmal.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.